Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today I'm going to be doing a story called Mama Roxy. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Roxanne was walking to the pizzeria, looking for that darn kid, Gregory. She thought to herself, where is that stupid kid? I hate those stupid brats I have to put up with all day. Now I have to find them even after hours. Oh my gosh, she thought, as she kept looking through the pizzeria for Gregory. Eventually, she found Gregory amongst the rocks and wolf plushies, leaned up against a giant one that was the size of him, and holding a lot of small ones. Even though that Gregory has been renowned to be one of Freddy's favorites, Roxanne was also his favorite. Gregory never let anyone know that she was actually his most favorite, until today. I found you, kid, she said. She looked at all the plushies, and then at the giant one. I bet you like me that much, right? She said, with a smirk on her face. She expected Gregory to say no. And when he said no, she was going to bite his head off. That's when Gregory surprised her and said, actually, yeah. Her face turned red. You mean it? Yeah, you were always my favorite, Roxy. I bet you don't have any friends, she said. Gregory seemed disheartened by this. Hey, that's not, I mean. Then Roxanne surprised him by saying, so, I'll be your first one. Gregory pulled out his cell phone and went to Roxanne's profile. And said, and I'll send you a friend request. And he did, on Facebook. Roxanne accepted, and they were now friends. Roxanne decided that she had helped Gregory survive the night. Not only that, she wanted to get to know her friend more. And their online friendship quickly through the night became face-to-face friendship, the very best and very purest kind of friendship. Through the night, she would protect Gregory from Monty, protect Gregory from Vanessa, and protect him from Chica and her bottomless pit, which Chica calls her stomach. As nights went on, Gregory kept returning, and Roxanne didn't seem to be bothered by him coming around talking to her all the time. Eventually, Roxanne asked Gregory a question that changed her life and his for the better. Gregory, where is your parents? You come to the pizzeria all the time, but you never come in with any other adults. And if you have family that comes here, why do you keep sneaking in? You know that they would not discriminate against you coming in. And that's just it, Gregory told Roxanne. I don't have a family. I don't even know my parents. So you're saying you're alone? And you've been sneaking here? That's breaking the rules, Gregory. Only those who are residents of the Pizzaplex can come in and go as they so please. You know what that means, Gregory? We can't have you breaking the rules. Gregory looked disheartened, and his head dropped. Then Roxanne put on a sweet smile and said, so it looks like you have to be adopted by one of us. And I hereby accept that responsibility. After all, I'm the best. but she realized that he also needed a father figure. Roxanne couldn't be with him all the time. Whenever she was on stage or trying to race, she needed someone to watch after him. And it'd probably be good to have a male figure to teach him how to be a bright young man. So, she talked to Freddie and said, "Freddie, I adopted Gregory."
"Oh, that's wonderful," Freddie said. "You finally accepted my little superstar."
"Freddie, now he's our superstar. Because I need help raising him. And guess who's going to help me?"
But Roxanne, I don't know if I mean, I only took care of him that one night."
"And why was it only that one night, Freddy?"
I was just trying to get him out of the pizzaplex to see for him to leave."
"Well, guess what? He doesn't have a family, and if you don't help, I'm going to punch you in your face." Immediately after Roxanne said that, Freddy decided it'd probably be a very, very, very smart idea not to anger the wolf who wasn't afraid to punch a Fazbear in the face. So, he accepted Roxanne's request to help with Gregory. And by request, I mean demanded, or she was going to punch him in the face. Probably very hard. So, Freddy agreed to help Roxanne raise Gregory. After a few days went by, Gregory and Roxy and Freddy became more or less a happy family. Until one day, Freddy had to go to charge. And Roxanne was in her room. And Roxanne always told Gregory, "If you ever wanted a snack, you have to go with Freddy or me." On that day, though, Roxanne's room was pretty decent way away. And Freddy was charging. So Gregory decided to get some pizza on his own. After Freddy was done charging, he went to Roxanne's room and started looking around. Roxanne saw him in the reflection of her mirror as she was touching up her purple lipstick, and she said, "Freddy, get out of my room."
My apologies, Roxanne. I was just looking for Gregory."
"What? I thought he was with you." They looked at each other, and then their eyes widened, realizing that he was alone. And that if any of the animatronics found him, it could result in his death. So they both exclaimed, "Gregory!" And they both ran out of the room. Monty found Gregory in the kitchen and was getting ready to use his claws on him when Roxanne ran by and punched him in the face. Gregory pulled out his phaser blaster and shot Monty in the eyes. As Monty screamed in agony and pain and anger, Roxanne grabbed Gregory, scooped him up in her arms, and began to run. After they were safe distance away, she scolded Gregory, saying, "What happened? You had me worried sick about you." And Gregory replied with, "Sorry, I was hungry. Freddy was charging, and your room was a pretty far ways away. So I tried to get some pizza on my own." Roxanne said, "You had me worried, and now I have to deal with Chica. But I'll go with you to get pizza. But you have to be more careful next time." Gregory said, "Okay, I will. Thanks, Mom." Roxanne's eyes grew wide. Worried that he was in trouble, he said, "Roxy." He was surprised to see, though, Roxanne didn't seem bothered by his comment, "Mom." In fact, he was surprised to see Roxanne was actually wagging her tail. It seemed that she enjoyed being called Mom. But wait a minute. she thought. Freddy was charging, but why? Why was he not with Gregory? She wondered. She thought about this and then realized Gregory almost died because Freddy wasn't watching him like she told him to. Is this true? She said, turning at Freddy.
Well, Roxanne, you see?
Roxanne angry. And in her anger, her claws came out of her fingertips. And she ran after Freddy, saying,
Get back here!
Freddy said, Please, wait, I can explain. But Roxanne didn't listen. After a physical, brutal, searing pain discussion, emphasis on physical, searing, emotional pain, she dragged Freddy back by the ear, along with lots of tears in his suit, and said, Me and Freddy had a very intense discussion, and he liked to say something, right?
I'm sorry, my superstar. I apologize.
It's okay, Freddy. Can we take a picture? Roxanne and Freddy looked at each other and then nodded. They took a picture using the FAS camera. It was a nice picture, but after the flash happened, both Freddy and Roxanne screamed as the flash hurt their eyes. But it was worth it to see Gregory happy. They both ended up getting a copy of the photo and put it on their mirror. Where it is this very day, and even now, Gregory is raised by the best two animatronic parents he could wish for, Freddy Fazbear and Roxanne Wolf. And that is one of the few stories of Mama Roxy. Thank you for watching this video. If you like this video, please join the pencil on the face of the boss. As always, high fives around. Of course, if you want more views by me, please do not worry because I am a workaholic with a fiction addiction. And of course, look to the shadows because we'll turn one in. Come on, everyone. You gotta remember, keep your eyes open out there because the menace never ends and this world is a strange one. Thank you for watching and I'll see you all next time in the next video. And remember, guys, if you have dreams, reach for the stars because the sky is the limit. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night.